verses 1 to 24. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into the boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "The farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came out, the plants were scorched and they were withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Some seeds fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times that was sown, that what was sown. Whoever has ears, let him hear." A voice came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to people in parables?" And he replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. From seeing, they do not see. From hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, 'You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's hearts have become callous. But they hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their ears, hear with their eyes, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them.' You bless him. So you, it's as much as people." Sorry, did I get? "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I did not see and hear, but did not hear. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their hearts. It's the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once rejoices in joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. If trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling amongst the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. The seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown.
I am on. Yes? Am I on? Can we move forward a little bit now? We've been looking at, you probably noticed this during the service, the songs, the little words I've said, that we need to know Jesus as our Lord and our Saviour. We need to be one with him. We need to give our lives to him. And then we can become sowers. But that's when it can become right, go wrong. We're standing at the side of Lake Galilee, or Sea as it's sometimes called. And there's this man standing in a boat at the front of a large group of men. Women in those days were always put in the background. He was telling strange stories which most did not understand. These stories were very descriptive in nature, but what did they mean? There was a lot of puzzled faces around. What's this man talking about? Sowing seeds in a field or fields, soil varied from good to bad, weed infested to very good. The seeds grew in different ways. After he finished talking, his disciples came to him and asked what the meaning of these words were. Now, these words are from Jesus, not me. Jesus said, People will come along and listen, but not understand. They didn't understand what he was saying at all. Are you one of those people? Coming to church every Sunday, but not really understanding why. And not having a special relationship with Jesus. I did that until I was 31 years of age. Going to church regularly on a Sunday, knowing something was missing from my life. It was not until I gave my life to Jesus that I had a new understanding of what was going to church was all about. I knew a Saviour who died for me on the cross and rose again, giving me hope of life after the earthly death. And I praise him for that. To become the farmers Jesus was talking about, we need some advice and training, otherwise we get it wrong. If we go out and buy a bag of seed and start scattering it around in a field without watching where it's going, it can only lead to a poor crop. So we need to know where and wherefores of what we are doing. So what did Jesus mean? We must, if you have the opportunity to tell somebody about the new life in Jesus, we first must know him as our own personal Saviour ourselves. Or it be the blind leading the blind. The words we share will not be understood. And the evil one can step in and lead the recipient astray. We will not be understood. The words we give will only reach the surface and not sprout, like a seed on the path or the perimeter of a field. Sometimes we can share the gospel. The recipient responds with happiness and joy, and rather than following it up, are left to their own devices. And they fall away quickly. This often happens at evangelistic meetings where the follow-up is poor. When trouble comes along, they turn elsewhere. A life is lost. The seed is falling on rocky ground. Next, we can share to those who listen that the things of life are too important. Their God is technology or food or sport or anything else but becoming a Christian. Don't take me wrong, these things can be good in small doses. We can enjoy. Life can be made easier with their use. Take an instant. Mobile phones. Very good for keeping in touch in emergencies. But go out into the street and see the number of people walking along completely ignorant of the world about them, phone in hand. I'm sure you've seen this. Many times I've had to stop and shout or sound my horn on my scooter to stop people walking into me. And often they ignore my warnings and still walk into me. Go on public transport and you'll see most of the travellers have their phones glued to their hands. Sad. The seed is falling amongst the weeds. We need something special in our lives. Jesus offers us this. Then when we share with those about us, what we say goes home. The seed grows and gets a good crop. That's what going to church is all about. To learn and grow in Christian life. But it shouldn't end there. God has given us another special gift. His words, the Bible. Do we study as we should and attend Bible studies? Do we let the Holy Spirit lead us and teach us to grow? Prayer. The special relationship between us and God. Do we regularly attend prayer meetings so we can join with others in our conversation and listening to God? How can we expect our prayers to be answered if we rely always on other people to pray for us or for things we require? If we want that special relationship with God, we've got to be prepared to spend time with him. At the end of this service this morning, are we going to leave with a smile on our faces, even though our lives are difficult? Will people we meet think, where have I been to make me happy? Think of that. Will you leave this church with a glum face? What will people think walking down the street? Or will people think, where have I been to make me happy? What's going on in Langdon Baptist Church? Or will they think, what a miserable lot of musty dear, well clear. It's only us who can change that. I've only given a short sermon this morning, because I think I've said a lot all through the service. And I hope I've given you something to think about. Number one, we need to know Jesus closely. Number two, we need to show people his love. We need to share with people. And not just a one-off, we need to follow up and help them grow in the wonderful life in Jesus that we can have. And I'm sure I have. I bless him because he's given me that new life in him. Do you not ask Jesus into your life as your personal saviour? Please come and speak to me after the service. You're being offered something really special which you're missing out on. Now ask, please, will you read in your own time the first reading we had this morning, John 14, verses 5 to 14. You'll see what our Saviour is really offering you. Let's pray. Lord and Father, we just thank you for Jesus, the Saviour who died for us. We thank you for the terrible suffering he went through for us. We thank you, Lord, for the abuse he went through for us. We thank you, Lord, he shed his blood for us. We thank you, Lord, that by believing and trusting in him, you have cleansed us of our sin. It's by coming to him and leaving our sin at the foot of the cross, you have cleansed us with his blood. Thank you, Lord, that he rose again with a promise, Lord, that one day we will meet with him and he has a special place for us in heaven. We thank you for all that, Lord. Just have a few seconds of quiet while we think.